We can also use formula to calculate the total interest on a loan. Now, this is provided that the total amount for the loan is paid back at the end of the term and not throughout the term. So if at the end of the term you pay back a lump sum of money, this will calculate how much interest will accrue on the entire loan over the term. So basically, let's take a look at simple interest first. The formula for simple interest is interest equals principal times rate times time, or I equals PRT, where I is interest expressed in dollars, P is principal expressed in dollars, R is the rate expressed in a percent per year, and T is the term of the loan expressed in years. So if you take a look at this example here, you borrow $1,000 from the bank for 3 years at a rate of 5%. To find the interest at the end of that 3 years, it would be I equals PRT, or I equals the principal, which is 1,000, times the rate, which is 5%, or 0.05, times the term, which is 3 years. So that's 1,000 times 0.05 times 3, and you will come to the conclusion that I equals $150 of interest. Now let's take a look at compound interest. The formula to figure out the total interest on a compounding interest loan is I equals P times, in brackets, 1 plus R, close the bracket, to the exponent T minus P, or the principal, times 1 plus the rate to the exponent of the term minus the principal. So if you take a look at the example, we have I equals 1,000, which is the principal, times 1 plus the rate, or 0.05, close the bracket, to the exponent of the term, which is 3, minus the principal, which is 1,000. So if you do the brackets first, you're going to get interest, or I, is equal to 1,000 times, in brackets, 1.05 to the exponent 3 minus 1,000, which is the principal. We shorten that again. Now we do the exponents. So I is equal to 1,000 times 1.157625 minus 1,000. And then we do the multiplication first. So that's I is equal to $1,157.625 minus 1,000. And then you finally get to the answer after you do the subtraction of I, or interest, is equal to 157.625. It is a dollar amount, so we round it to the nearest cent. In this case, it's a 5 in the thousandths column, so we round up the hundredths column to a 3, from a 2 to a 3. So interest is equal to $157.63.